I saw tyranny at its worst.
It seemed like a court of injustice to me rather than a court of justice. I'm in America, but it certainly didn't seem like it.
This is Morgan Brittany. Please enjoy our book, What Women Really Want. And you're listening to American Patriots Radio with the incredible Jason W. Hoyt.
I was mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
The injustice system strikes again. Welcome back to American Patriots Radio. My name is Jason W. Hoyt. You can find out more about the program at jasonwhoyt.com. That's Jason W. H-O-Y-T.com. Look for this show's blog posts. I've been following a story coming out of Dixie County, Florida. Actually, it's going on all over the country, but specifically in Dixie County, Florida, with a man named Terry Trussell. You've got to find these previous articles to get up to date with what's going on. My last one was an interview with him for about an hour and 20 minutes about why he was arrested on September 2nd. Well, today was his arraignment hearing. Up in Dixie County, Florida, I went up there. Actually, a lot of people went up there. I've got a couple pictures at jasonwhoyt.com on today's blog post. I have a picture of Terry himself standing in front of the Ten Commandments in front of the Dixie County Courthouse, and the injustice system strikes again. Now, I have a feeling that their intention to send a message is about to backfire on them, because I think that what they just did was they just proved something very important. Now, I've been following this for quite a while, and to most people on the outside looking in at this issue, when they hear some of these interviews I'm going to play, there's some people who have been studying this fiction, if you will, and we're going to call it a fiction for just a moment. There's people who have been studying this for quite some time. They use words like fiction and the natural man. And it gets kind of confusing. They talk about you shouldn't cross the bar and what jurisdiction are you in. And I've heard all these things over the last several months. And I have to admit, some of them sound, it's depends on the words that you use and where you stand in the courtroom and all this kind of stuff. And I have to admit, I've been looking at it. It sounds kind of hocus pocus. It sounds kind of strange. Isn't our justice system supposed to be about right and wrong? Isn't there supposed to be a search for the truth in our justice system? Now I understand that our justice system is supposed to be blind. Justice is supposed to be blind, but they're deaf too. You got to hear what happened here today in Dixie County, Florida. So I go up to the hearing, and first off, as a guy who does a radio show, member of the media, I want to record what happens. I want to record the audio. I want to get some video. And this police officer tells me, oh, you can't record anything. You can't use your camera. You can't even use your audio recorder in the courtroom. And you know what? I grew up a why kid. I don't know about you, but I'm a why kid. I want to know why. Why? There's no reason why. But you can order a copy of today's video and today's audio from the office. Really? You know, I'd rather save the time, save the labor, save the technology, and save the cost. They want to charge me $25 to send me a CD in the mail, 5 to 10 business days or whatever it is, after I fill out a form, after I get a money order, because they don't take credit cards over the phone. They want to charge me $25. I'm a Y kid. You know what? I want to save time, save everybody time, and I want to record it myself, but they wouldn't let me. Fortunately, somebody else did, a source inside the courtroom. I'm going to have some audio from inside the courtroom today at the hearing, the supposed hearing in Dixie County, Florida. But I want to know why we can't record it. Also, right before the hearing, they come out and they ask Terry to sign this form. They want to make sure that he has representation. They want to make sure he has a lawyer. Terry's like, nah, I don't need a lawyer. I don't have a lawyer. I'm going to speak for myself. And they're upset by that. Terry's like, I'm not signing this. We go in there. There's a bunch of people driven from all over Florida to support Terry in his hearing for the arraignment of why he got arrested on September 2nd, which he was arrested for, what is it, 8 counts or something like that, for simulating a legal process. But you know what it looks to me? It looks to me like they today simulated a legal process, but I'm guessing it was illegal. It was injustice what happened to him. So the judge says, is Terry George Trussell here? Terry stands up. The only guy in the courtroom who stands up. And he says, I'm the natural man. I am here today on that matter. The judge repeats, Terry George Trussell, are you here today? Terry's like, Judge, I'm over here. The judge repeats it again. Terry's like, for the record, Judge, I am here today. The judge repeats it a third time, slams his gavel down. Terry Trussell is not here today. Here's a warrant for his arrest. Please arrest this man, Terry George Trussell. Terry's like, I object, Judge. I am here. Here's the audio from the hearing today of Terry's arraignment from inside the courtroom.
Sir, Terry George Trussell is present. If there is come forward, please. I'm here to speak that matter. Are you Mr. Trussell? I'm a living, breathing,
So what do they do right after that? The cops walk over to Terry, take his outer shirt off over his hands. They take him out of the room and handcuff him. They arrest him. And you know what they arrested him for? Failure to appear. No, I'm serious. Think about that. The judge says, we're going to arrest Terry Trussell for failure to appear in court. And what do? They arrest him in court. Terry's standing right there. Judge, I object. I am here. He says, for failure to appear, we're going to arrest Terry Trussell. What do? They arrest him. They walk 2 feet over and they arrest him. So I'm a why person. So we can't record audio. We can't record video. Why? You can't go in unless you're represented by an attorney. Why? The judge can't hear you. Why? When you speak, he ignores you. Why? I don't get it. Where is the justice in any of this? Failure to appear, then he's arrested on the spot? Why? Listen, if they were trying to send a message today, I have a feeling this actually had the opposite effect. They confirmed the fiction. For all the people out there who have been kind of studying this and reading about this stuff, but never really seeing it in action, they confirmed that it's real. Terry did not cross the bar. Is that why he was arrested? Is that why the judge went to acknowledge that he's in the room? Because he didn't like walk 2 feet over this piece of wood? He didn't cross the bar? So the judge is like, well, I can't see him because he's not here. Really? Because he didn't cross the bar? The judge says, are you here? The living man stands up. He says he's here. The judge doesn't recognize him and orders him to be arrested. Why? Does this make any sense at all? And what about the cops? What about the cops, their reaction? To protect and defend the Constitution or to protect and defend their paycheck? When you ask them, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. Are you kidding me? To protect and defend what? Where's the justice? Where's the duty to do right? Where's the honor in this? Is anyone going to act like an adult? The judge is like, I can't see you, la, 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 covering his ears. I can't hear you. And then he orders him arrested and he gets arrested because he's standing right there. Seriously, think about that. Imagine if that's you. Imagine if this is you in this case. The judge asks if you're here and you stand up and you say, yeah, I'm here, judge. The judge ignores you and asks again. You're looking around. You're like, really? For the record, judge, I'm here. You restate it again for the record. He asks again a third time, then comes to the conclusion that you're not here, even though you are. You're standing there and you say, I object, judge, I'm here. He then orders you to be arrested and taken into custody on the spot. Why? Because you're there. This just completely blows me away. I actually sat next to Terry. And as the judge is walking in and everybody's standing up, Terry and I were sitting there praying. We're praying for his words to be God's words. We are praying for the Holy Spirit to calm Terry and his wife and his family as they enter the belly of the beast. And they got this can of bear spray and they're shaking it. It says shake before use, and the bear is charging at him. And we're hoping his can of bear spray works. Derry stands up, says, "Judge, I'm here. For the record, judge, I'm here. And the judge is like, "Nope, he's not here. I don't see him. Have him arrested." Why can't they just talk to you like a human being? Why can't they act like you're a human being? Because you are. Why can't they act like you're a fellow man? You know, maybe this scam that all these guys have been warning us about is actually true. Maybe because Terry didn't cross the bar and didn't stand in the magic spot in the room, or maybe because he didn't agree to their job security scheme and refused to have a union member speaking for him, or maybe there's something to the fact that Terry said he's the natural man and not the fiction and they didn't recognize him. Maybe there's something to all that. Well, for me, I don't think this had the effect this corrupt judge and those cops intended. For me, it confirmed that all this hocus pocus, all these technical picky things you're supposed to say and places you're supposed to stand and all that seemingly insignificant stuff, to me, it proved it's actually true. This is a bizarro world, folks. I want justice for Terry. So send this post out. Send this wherever you listen, because this American Patriots Radio, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher Radio, we're on TuneIn Radio, we're on Spreaker, we're going to be on a ton more platforms. Send this out in a tweet or on Facebook and use the hashtag Justice for Terry. Again, use the hashtag Justice for Terry, because this is BS. I'm shocked. I couldn't believe what I saw. He's standing there. The judge is asking, "Where are you?" And he says, "I'm right here, judge." And the judge says, "I don't see you. Where are you?" "Well, then you're not here. You failed to appear. So I want you arrested on the spot." It just doesn't make sense to me. Here's a few interviews I did shortly after the quote-unquote hearing today with some of the people that traveled from throughout Florida.
My name is Ken Rabideau. I'm from the Villages, Florida in Sumter County. My wife and I came up today for the arraignment of Terry Trussell. We're just totally blown away. We just could not believe the fact that an individual would be arrested in this fashion. He was there. He was present to present his situation, and the court apparently did not accept that because he would not cross the barrier going into the courtroom. And that, to me, is an issue which is not the way we should be treating American people.
I'm Bob Root from Shady Grove, Florida. Judge Hankinson came in. It was a very short hearing. Strangely enough, they could identify him pretty quick in court, although he didn't recognize him as being there. It was the craziest thing you have ever seen. The judge did not recognize him, and so that's how it went.
Hey, I'm Chris from Lake County. And this morning we were in courtroom A in Dixie County, and I saw the judge come into the room and brought the court to order. And then he asked if Terry Trussell was in the room, at which time Mr. Terry George Trussell stood up. He said that he was a natural man. And then again the judge asked if there was a Terry George Trussell, and he says that he was here for that matter. And I think the judge appreciated it, but he kind of ignored him. And I think he might have asked a third time. And then Terry said that he was present for the matter, and the judge ignored him, and then he ordered his arrest.
When that happened, what'd you think? What was the first thing that came to your mind?
I was astounded that he arrested him. I couldn't believe it. It seemed like a court of injustice to me rather than a court of justice. Gave him no time whatsoever, you know.
This is America.
Yeah. It didn't seem like, I'm in America, but it certainly didn't seem like it.
My name is Hagen Smith. I live in Marion County, and I'm here in Dixie County supporting Terry Trussell.
What'd you see today in court?
I saw tyranny at its worst. I saw a judge take complete control of a man and put him in jail without any rights or any authority whatsoever.
So how did it start? The judge comes in, calls for
Terry Trussell, the ens legis, the fiction of law. the name in all uppercase letters, not the sovereign man with his name spelled properly according to the English standard.
So when Terry stands up, what happened?
The judge ignored him as if he couldn't hear him and asked again, is Terry Trussell here? And when Terry acknowledged that I'm here to speak about that matter, the judge ignored him and said that Terry Trussell was not in the courtroom. Therefore, he was issuing a capious order and that the bailiffs were to find him and take him into custody, revoke his bond.
And because he was right there, they came over right away and arrested him, took him away.
Yes. Terry stood up and said, I am here. And the judge ignored it and walked out of the room.
To those listening who don't quite understand the natural man versus the fiction, we're listening to this, and a lot of us watched it in complete disbelief. The judge says, Terry, are you here? Terry stands up, says, I'm here. The judge, like a middle school child, says, no, no, I can't hear you, and then orders him to be arrested, and they take him away. I don't understand. How does this happen?
Well, it happens because they're operating this country under a treasonous fiction of law and applying it to the people that it does not apply to. They're operating outside of the Constitution, which is the form of government that was required in this country, a constitutional Republican form of government where the people hold the power. The judge and the Bar Association, and I definitely don't want to leave the Bar Association out because they're the culprits that are behind this treasonous actions in this country. So they're operating under statutory law that they make. The people have nothing to do with it, but they bind the people to it, and this is exactly what the judge exercised this morning. He cannot hear the people because they consider us to be dead. We can't speak for themselves. Also, before the hearing, the judge sent a sheriff out, a deputy sheriff, with a document, a form, telling Terry to either accept a lawyer or he could not speak for himself inside the courtroom. And Terry is not required, constitutionally or otherwise, to have an attorney speak for him. He's speaking for himself. And because he wouldn't sign the document, the judge ignored him completely and proceeded as we before mentioned.
So to be in that courtroom, they call Terry, but they required him to have an attorney. And because he did not have an attorney, they ignored Terry.
Yes, but they were not calling the man. They were calling the fiction. And because Terry would not concede to the court's jurisdiction over the natural man, Terry Trussell spelled uppercase first letter, small case after that, because he would not concede or relent to the judge what's called capitis diminutio maxima, which is Latin for the most extreme loss of your right as a human being, a creation of God. Because he wouldn't respond to that, then the judge went ahead and had him taken into custody. The fact of the matter is, if the sheriff had looked at the paper and known his job, he would have known that he had to go out and search for Terry, the uppercase letters, because the uppercase letter Terry was not there. The proper man of God was there, but the judge can't hear that because he's evil. The whole Bar Association, the whole scheme in this country is evil against the people.
And there was something about crossing the bar. Terry would not cross the bar. What is that issue there?
Well, the bar is a scheme that's set up coming out of England, and if you enter that bar, you enter the jurisdiction submitting yourself to that jurisdiction under the statutory rule. Terry refused to do that. So Terry is the patriot that we all have to be thankful for that stood up for every one of us this morning. And now he's behind bars because he stood up for everyone in this country. So if anybody hears or sees this message, I'm encouraging you to call the court in Dixie County, demand Terry's release immediately.
So what are some of the next steps?
The next step that the court will do within 72 hours or less, I'm thinking, they will hold another hearing and they will drag Terry inside of that bar in handcuffs against his will. and they will do whatever they're going to do. I don't know what these evil people will do next, but I know what we must do. This is about our freedom, and Terry is standing up for it. We had better get behind him if we want to remain free.
And a message to his family, specifically Marie, what would you say?
Yes, and to Terry's family, I extend my my greatest thanks for the fact that Terry has taken the principled stand as a patriot for America to restore freedom again and to stop this tyranny being perpetrated against everybody in this country by the Bar Association. These bar associations are in control of everything. Your life is being squeezed right out of you in everything that you want to do. We have to stop it and return this country to the constitutional Republican form that we created.